The sixth petition. And lead us not into temptation. What does this mean? God indeed tempts no one, but we pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our flesh do not deceive us or lead us into misbelief, hopelessness, or any other shameful or sinful acts. And although we are tempted by them, we ask that we win in the end and keep the victory. The seventh petition. But deliver us from evil. What does this mean? We pray in this petition that our Father in heaven would deliver us from every evil to body and soul, property and reputation. And finally, when our last hour comes, give us a joyful end and graciously take us from this valley of sorrows to himself in heaven. The conclusion. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. What does amen mean? Amen means that I should be certain that these petitions are really heard by the Father in heaven, for he himself has instructed us to pray in this way and promised that he will hear us. Amen, amen. That is, yes, indeed, it shall be so. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. 1 Peter 5, verses 7 through 9. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Matthew 26:41. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Romans 8:38 and 39. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.